Hi, everyone. Good Friday morning to you. Well, as anticipated, we did deal with some snow and sleet transitioning over to plain rain for the southern counties and the higher terrain, still dealing with mixed precipitation and snow as you make your way across the region early on this Friday morning. However, north country toward the Adirondacks, we did get the snow and sleet into the valley floor. South Glens Falls reporting an inch of snow and sleet this morning as you make way toward Porter Corners up in northwestern Saratoga County. 2.5 inches of snow and some sleet as well. Again, we're tracking an area of low pressure that continues to push on through the Great Lakes. This is the same storm system that created havoc across the central U.S. into the upper Midwest back yesterday into last night, with blizzard conditions from Wisconsin back into Iowa and severe weather across the deep south. Again, as we head throughout the morning into the early afternoon, we look for any snow or mixed precipitation to change over to plain rain. In fact, as we take a look at first warning live Doppler radar, we continue to track some heavy downpours pushing through the Capital District, coming out of the mid and lower Hudson Valley. We also have some heavier downpours pushing out of Delaware County and Otsego County, threatening into Schoharie and Montgomery counties. But in terms of, again, snow or sleet, yes, in and around Galway, up toward Corinth and Luzerne, some snow and sleet your way, pretty much to the north and west of Saratoga Springs. Also, some snow, some sleet as well, west of Queensbury, north and west of Glens Falls, as you make your way across the higher terrain of Warren County. We also are continuing to see snow, a little bit of sleet across a good portion of Hamilton County, also some snow and some sleet as you make your way out of the Mohawk Valley from Johnstown, more specifically Gloversville points north across north central Fulton County toward Hamilton County. Out across central and southern Vermont, the valley locations along US 7 as you make your way out of North Adams through Bennington up toward Manchester and Rutland, mainly in the form of rain. We say mainly because as you make your way just east of Route 7, you're dealing with a few snowflakes mixing in, and then across the higher terrain, obviously a little bit of snow from Wilmington up toward Andover. Again, for everybody, Adirondacks, North Country, Central and Southern Vermont, you will be trending to plain rain as we head toward the 8 and the 9 o'clock hours this morning. A quick review of the climatological data as we've gone throughout the 24-hour period back on Thursday, your December 20th. We topped out at 39 back last evening at 10:17 p.m. after a morning low yesterday at 26 degrees. Officially at the gauge with the precipitation coming in just before midnight, as expected, 0.04 at the gauge at Albert International. No snowfall reported, so in terms of precipitation quantitatively, the month-to-date total remains at 2.25, which is a departure from what we typically see for the month of December by just over a quarter of an inch. The average value for the month of December is 1.98 through today, actually through midnight last night. In the meantime, the quantitative amount for the year 2012 stands at 35.19, which is a departure from normal in the red by just about 3.25 inches. The month-to-date total for December in terms of snowfall remains at 0.7 inches officially in Albany. The average, as we look back through the 30 years worth of climatological data, which is averaged out, comes to 8 inches. That is a departure from normal in the red by 7.3 inches. Heating degree units back on Thursday, we accumulated 32 units. The month-to-date total comes up to 581. The average over the last 30 years for the month of December up until this point in time is 692. That means a departure of normal of a minus 111 units. The average high-low split for your Friday, December 21st, is 34 and 19. The record high for today is 59 from 1957. The record low, minus 18 from 1942. The sun will rise this morning at 7:23. It will set later today at 4:25, rising and setting at the same approximate times as we head throughout the day on Saturday. So as we head throughout the remainder of the day, we're looking for periods of rain to be continuing, and again, any mixed precipitation or snow up across northern Saratoga County on into the Adirondacks, as well as the north country and central and southern Vermont, will change over to plain rain. Some of the rain will be heavy at times as we head through the morning into the early afternoon before the rain ends up diminishing. We'll see a high of close to 44. And it'll be a windy day as well, a southeast to southwesterly wind at speeds of 10 to 20 miles per hour sustained, but we will indeed see some higher gusts, upwards of 50 to perhaps 60 miles per hour. That's primarily across the higher terrain. Don't forget, we do have wind advisories remaining in effect outside the Mohawk and the Hudson Valleys for the potential of those high wind gusts. They are deemed high wind warnings for central and southern Vermont, down into the Berkshires, and the only difference in terms of the two issuances regarding wind is the fact that the wind gust potential across Vermont will be a little bit higher. Now, as we head through tonight, we look for scattered snow showers and flurries to be flying as the wind does ease up, southwest to southerly wind at speeds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. But in terms of the snow showers and flurries, we may see a coating on the ground to upwards of an inch, a low in Albany down to 33. As we head throughout the day on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy. We pick up the wind again out of the northwest at sustained speeds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. It will be gusty, though, perhaps some wind gusts upwards of 30 miles per hour. And we do have the opportunity for a rain or snow shower as we head throughout the day on Saturday with a high of 39. The rest of the extended forecast shows a dry, cool, brisk day for Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, a high of 35. Partly cloudy for Christmas Eve. Still cool, but typical for what we see this time of the year, a high of 30 degrees. And for Christmas Day right now, I guess with weighted abated breath and fingers crossed, we'll call for the opportunity for a chance of light snow with a weak system pushing across the region on Tuesday with a high for Christmas Day near 32. Again, some of the latest up-to-date snowfall totals since we have been speaking on air. 3.5 inches of snow and sleet up at North Creek in northwestern Warren County. Porter Corners, 2.5 inches of snow, some sleet as well. Again, out of Porter Corners, 2 inches of snow at Windham Mountain, 2 inches of snow and some sleet at Lake Pleasant, and 1.5 inches of snow and some sleet at Westerlo. That's all from the overnight period. Unfortunately, it looks like the rain will end up washing a good portion of that away this morning. Have a good morning, stay safe, and take some extra time on your way back into work and school for today, or if you're doing any late holiday shopping. We'll talk to you again during the lunch hour. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.